Wednesday was International Overdose Awareness Day. WNPR's Lori Mack reports on a training in New Haven on how to reverse drug overdoses.
In the lower level of the New Haven Free Public Library, a small group of local residents came to listen and learn.
Each kit would come with two doses, gloves, alcohol, the atomizer.
George Buccelli is with the New Haven Health Department. He passed out naloxone kits and explained how to administer the overdose reversal drug.
The two open ends go together. Push and turn till you feel slight resistance. Then you add your atomizer. It turns a liquid into a spray. This goes up the nose. And then you squirt half of it up one nostril and then half up the other nostril.
Buccelli warned about new synthetic opioids that are even stronger than fentanyl, which caused a rash of overdoses in the city back in June, leaving three people dead and at least 10 hospitalized. Buccelli says the stronger synthetic opioids have, in some cases, required multiple doses of naloxone. Kim Karen from Northford was inspired to get a kit because she's close to someone who's currently struggling with addiction.
You never know when someone's going to hit their rock bottom and want to change, and if they're dead from an overdose, they can't do that. So if I can give someone a second chance at life and to turn themselves around, then I'd like to be able to provide that.
Most of the people attending the event were community health workers from various programs. They were there not only to pass out naloxone, but to educate the public about resources, programs, and services, including the ability to access naloxone through a pharmacist. In fact, Governor Daniel Malloy just announced a new interactive online map giving consumers the ability to locate pharmacies across the state where pharmacists are certified to prescribe naloxone marketed as Narcan. The Connecticut Department of Health has distributed more than 9,000 overdose prevention kits since 2014. Lori Mack, WNPR News.